Nobody's going to sleep while this show's on.
The following program will be heard all over the globe through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. It's the Jack Kirkwood Show.
Hey, you!
Are you listening?
And now, lovers of lilting lunacy, will you join us at the Poet's Nook?
Greetings, friends. Won't you come in for a kindly thought? I've been wanting a wife, but she's got to be mighty doggone pretty to see. She's got to be happy with always a smile and maybe a little tear once in a while. She's got to be there with a kiss and a hug and the gift of making her home real snug. Oh, she can scold me as if I were only her son and muss up my hair when the dishes are done. But she's got to have brains and a clean, noble heart. And she's got to keep saying that I'm plenty smart. But no matter what else, she's sure got to be a living example of loyalty. She can't look at or think of or like other men. She's got to be mine. Only mine. But then I've been looking for that kind of gal until I've just turned 85 and I'm a bachelor still.
And so we leave the Poet's Nook for today.
Now, for another thrilling episode in our daily drama, the story of Sadie Black, Girl Sandhog. Today's episode is a very heartwarming one, for Sadie has invited Roger over for dinner, and they're having chicken fricassee. Mmm, good. The only trouble is, Roger is an hour late, and we must admit that Sadie and her mother are just a wee bit annoyed. But wait, here comes someone right now. Who do you suppose it could be? Oh, I see now. It's Roger arriving for dinner. Thought for a minute it was a sponsor. Kind of scared me there. Let's hide behind this bread box and listen in, shall we?
Oh, Roger, this is disgraceful. You made Mom and me wait for a whole hour. Where have you been?
Oh, I met a fellow I used to know when I was a kid. I had to stand and talk to him. I just couldn't believe it.
Roger, I don't think you're telling the truth. Now, you tell me where you've been.
Oh, give me some chicken. Here, I'll take this big piece of breast. Oops!
Oh, Roger. You dropped that nice big piece of chicken on the floor. It's practically the whole breast.
Well, I'll take it in the kitchen, wash it off.
Oh, you can't clean it that way.
Sure I can. It'll be so clean, you'll never know I dropped it.
Now, Roger, you're nervous. Huh? That shows you're not telling the truth. You'd better tell me where you've been.
Oh, keep calm, will you? I'll just go in and wash this piece of chicken.
Will Roger make a clean breast of it? Tune in next week, folks. We don't know. Well, thank you, Gaylord. That was I Get the Neck of the Chicken. The last two joints, of course, as arranged by Maestro Gaylord Carter, and whose book, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Lady Harpists, has become a bestseller in all the bestsellers in town. And now, up steps lovely Kay Starr to delight us with her version of Nobody's Sweetheart.
You're nobody's sweetheart now. They don't baby you somehow. Fancy hoes, silk and gown. You're out of place in your own hometown. You walk down the avenue, and I can't believe that it's you. Painted lips, painted eyes, wearing a bird of paradise. But it all seems wrong somehow, that you are nobody's, nobody's, nobody's sweetheart now.
Thank you, Kay. Lovely, lovely. That really put me in a mellow mood. I'd like to hear more music like that today. And say, Lil, Say, how about me taking you to dinner tonight, and we'll go dancing on the roof afterwards, huh?
Oh, I don't mind going to dinner, Jack, but last time you took me dancing on the roof, I almost choked when I caught my neck on the clothesline.
Okay, Lil, no dancing.
Gee, I must be getting popular. Last night, Steve took me to dinner, then to the theater, and then took me home in a taxi. I didn't know whether I was awake or dreaming.
If Steve paid the check, you were dreaming. But we haven't time for any dreaming right now because it's time for the Madhouse Little Theater.
Today, the Madhouse comedy drama and What We've Got Even DDT Won't Cure Players take another slug at the Old West with a play called No Matter How Hungry a Horse May Be, He Shouldn't Bite His Foddert. As the curtain rises, Cactus Pete is visiting Sloppy Sue, proprietor of the Buzzard's Breath Saloon. He calls her his light of life in hopes she'll get him lit. Curtain, music.
Hey, what's the matter, Cactus?
Oh, nothing, Sue. Just thinking.
Thinking about me?
Well, sort of. I was thinking maybe you could relieve my suffering. I got a painful attack of yours.
Yeah? What's yours?
Double shot of red eye. Thanks very much.
Oh, no, you don't. Always a hounding me for drinks. How come you never asked me for a kiss?
Shucks, gal. What could you give me for a chaser?
Oh, my kisses ain't so bad. Poolcat claims they're intoxication.
Well, maybe for him, but all I get from your kisses is hiccups.
Well, no more drinks, excepting for cash.
Can't I give you my 3 gold teeth for security?
You already gave me your gold teeth. They're back in my safe.
When'd you get them, gal?
Last night.
Doggone. I was wondering why I couldn't chaw up my beefsteak for breakfast. Had to blow it to bits with my 6 shooter.
Well, here comes Polecat.
Sure enough. Howdy, 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 howdy.
Cactus, still a-lapping up the liquor, huh?
Easy there, Polecat. I ain't always drinking. Why, there's been times I lived for days on nothing but food and water.
Yep, and this is going to be another one of them days.
Oh, why don't you drink milk like I do? Milk's a bone builder.
Yeah, I can see it's gone to your head, too.
Hey, Cactus, if I give you back your gold teeth, will you go out and get a good big meal?
Yep, if you lend me a little money. I'm mighty hungry.
Oh, all right. I'll get your teeth out of the safe in the back office. And $2.
Better make it $22. I'm a mite thirsty, too.
Ah, Cactus, you ought to be ashamed of yourself living off Sloppy Sue before you married to her.
What do you mean before I married her? If I gotta marry Sloppy to go on living, I'll just have to learn to get along without it.
Hey, Cactus!
What?
Oh, quick! There's a man in the back office that's trying to bust into my safe.
Why, the cowardly varmint? He's a thieving after my gold teeth. I'll go in there.
You'll what?
I'll have to get me some new teeth, I reckon. Hey, Polecat, you go in there and get that bandit.
You go in and get him. You've always been aching to be a hero.
I know, but the aching just eased up. Anyway, I can't go in there and fight no bandit, Sloppy. I'm too hungry.
Well, take up a couple of notches in your belt.
I ain't wearing no belt.
What holds your pants up?
Me. Besides, I got me. And besides, I got to get back on the job. I'm a clerking at the drugstore now.
You got a job? Say, this is a surprise.
Yeah, I've been saving it for a jam just like this. I sell lots of hand lotion to cowboys.
Hand lotion to cowboys?
Yep, they use it to get the chaps off of their legs. Golly, those good ones sneak in ever so often.
Say, Cactus, if you don't stop that bandit, I won't have no money to lend you.
That did it, gal. Let me at him. Order up a fireproof coffin, gal.
You gonna kill him, Cactus?
I doubt it. In these westerns, I usually get killed myself, but you'll be real quiet now, gal. I'm gonna sneak up on him.
What's that?
My shoes squeak.
Well, take them off.
Okay. Hey, my toes squeak, too. You stay back, Sloppy. I'm going to open the office door. We on Inner Sanctum. Gosh, sure is dark in here. I can't even see where I'm going. Oop, 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 oop. Darn it. I hope he didn't hear me.
No. No, I didn't hear a thing.
Oh, good. We're all right, then. We'll be in a... Hey, what are you doing in here?
Trying to open this safe. What are you doing in here?
Nothing. Just looking.
Well, as long as you're doing nothing and looking, lend me a hand. You know how to open this safe?
Oh, sure. You just feel around. You find a little hard knob.
Oh, yeah. Let me see now. Well, there. I got it.
You darn fool. That's my head.
I was wondering why it had ears on it.
Doggone, three of them, do you? Doggone, I knew the combination to this safe, but I forgot it.
Hey, I got an idea.
Yeah?
You hold this cold chisel against the lock. I'll take the sledgehammer. Now, when you nod your head, I'll hit it. Ready?
Yep. Okay, I'm nodding.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, I got him. Yeah. It's hard to hit a little head like his in the dark, too.
All right, hands up or I'll shoot.
Yes, ma'am, I got him up.
I'll turn on the light.
Oh, where am I?
Oh, here, you hurt bad, Cactus.
Yep, I'm a-going soon.
Oh, don't die, Cactus. You'll be leaving me alone with this bandit here.
It'd serve him right if it did. I'm a-going fast, gal. Everything's a-getting black.
Well, no wonder. You got your hat down over your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's better. Hey, Sue, now that I caught this safe robber, what are you going to do, lynch him?
Say, in the light, he's pretty good looking. Reckon I'll marry him instead of lynching him.
Sloppy, why did you shoot that bandit for?
I didn't shoot him. He took one look at me and he shot himself.
Oh, the darn coward. Kentucky Corn Pone was Brazilian Sleigh Bells, as played by Harry James and his rhythm. Known as Music with a Jerk.
And mind if I interrupt now, Thorndyke?
Not at all, Algie. I say, don't forget to meet me in the morning. I have some shopping to do.
Oh, do you have a list?
No, I always walk like this.
I'm surprised.
I'm Kirkwood.
I'm Dunn.
Well, how do you do? Do you mind if I borrow your girdle? I'd like to show you a couple of snappy tricks.
Sorry, it's brand new.
Where'd you get it?
Just on the street, 1849.
Ah, 49. Those were the good old days. Early California, the old Spanish missions.
The adobe huts.
Beautiful senoritas.
The proud Spanish grandees.
The early padres, the Spanish dons.
The what?
Spanish dons.
Spanish dons? Oh, I'd love to.
Like we've sent another one on its merry way. Back again tomorrow along about this same time.
And with the same gang, Lillian Lee, Gaylord Carter, Lee Albert, Sad Sam, the sound effects man, and our producer, J.C. Lewis.
In the meantime, take mighty good care of yourselves and all that stuff like that there. Yeah, hear me?
Until next time, this is Steve Dunn.
And Jack Kirkwood asking you to wait for that call.
Hey, you!
Are you listening?
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.